Gaupremanandi. This is the temple of Bankim Rai. Our beloved Gurudev Srila Prabhupada describes in a purport of Adi Lila of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita the story of this deity. Lord Sri Nityananda Prabhu was born, or let us say he appeared within this world in Sri Ekachakra Gram. He spent 12 years performing beautiful pastimes in the various groves and villages of this area. At the age of 12, he left with one sannyasi to travel for about 20 years on pilgrimage. And then he went to Sri Navadvip Dham to meet with his eternal beloved master, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And there, Sri Nitai Gaurachandra established Harinam Sankirtan movement. From Jagannath Puri, Lord Chaitanya instructed Nityananda Prabhu to return to Bengal to preach. At that time, he returned to Ekachakra. In a place called Kadambakandi, which we will be visiting in a few minutes, which is on the bank of the river Jamuna of Ekachakra, he found this beautiful deity of Bankim Rai floating in river Jamuna. He took him out of the river and later brought him here for worship. The deity of Srimati Radharani was not long after that found under a tree on the bank of the river Jamuna in a small village and was installed beside her. Nityananda Prabhu's son, Birachandra, established this temple and performed the worship of Sri Bankim Rai on behalf of his father, Sri Nityananda Prabhu. It is said, Prabhupada explains, that Nityananda Prabhu returned here after Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had disappeared from the planet, and Lord Nityananda Prabhu ended his earthly lila by entering into the body of this beautiful deity of Sri Bankim Rai. Later, the deity on the right of Bankim Rai was established of Janava Devi, the beloved consort and Shakti of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. Let us thank Srila Prabhupada and our beloved Gurus for the opportunity to come to this most sanctified holy place and behold with our own eyes the beautiful form of Sri Bankim Rai, which is none different than Lord Nityananda. And with our hearts, let us pray for the causeless mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that we may be pleasing to Him in our acts, our thoughts, in our words, so that He will be pleased upon us to shower us with the mercy of His eternal loving service. Sri Nityananda Prabhu Ki Jai. From here we will have Harinam procession to Temple of Jagannath and the Temple of Bandeshwar Mahadev Shiva. It is said that Hadai Pandit, the father of Nityananda Prabhu, and the Lord himself worshipped that deity. Then we will be going to Kadambakandi, the ghat on the bank of Jamuna, where Nityananda Prabhu would play when he was a small child, And later, he discovered the deity of Bankim Rai. Then we will continue the procession to various other places, which will be described at those places. And after having a parikrama of Eka Chakra, we will stop under one place and have Katha. And after Katha, then the Garbhavas, the birthplace of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, will be opened, and we will have darshan and kirtan there. Thank you very much. Shri Bankim Rai ki, Shri Nityananda Prabhu ki, Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki, Shri Shri Radharani ki, Nitai Gaur Premanandi.